what they were aiming at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break up, everything is shake up, guess it had to be that way. Sebastian and Zahn form a spoonful. McGuire just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at. Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Disgusted, agents can't be trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea. Cass can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it. We knew she'd come eventually. Greasing on American Express cars. But keeping out the heat small.
The good vibrations in our imaginations can't go on indefinitely.
And California dreaming is becoming a reality.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Across the country, Americans are expressing a mixture of support, apprehension, and possibly confusion over President Trump's decision to bomb nuclear sites in Iran this weekend. Administration officials say the strikes give Iran the chance to return to negotiations over its nuclear program. As for possible threats here, CBS's Chanel Call from New York.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says there are currently no credible specific threats against the homeland, but experts that we've been hearing from say information sharing between local and state law enforcement and government officials will be critical in the days ahead.
At Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri, the B-2 bombers that participated in the strikes came back home today. Our Ian Lee is at the base.
This is the base that they would take off from. They would carry out their operations from. They can go to other bases and operate out of other places around the world. But Whiteman Air Force Base is the home of the B-2 stealth bomber.
Top Democrats say they were left in the dark on the strike plans. But White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says on X that Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was given what she calls a courtesy call. CBS's Willie James Inman.
On Capitol Hill, Republicans mostly welcomed President Trump's decision, while some Democrats said the commander-in-chief should have consulted Congress first.
I'm always open to new intelligence, but the procedure should have been that Congress was briefed before we decided to enter war and that we actually had a vote on it.
With Israel and Iran in their second week of battle, the IDF's chief of staff said the campaign is ongoing, adding that the Jewish state has targets to strike and objectives to complete.
A Tennessee judge has ordered Kilmara Brago Garcia's release from jail while he awaits a federal trial on human smuggling charges. It is hot across much of the country. Parts from Minnesota to Maine are under some type of heat advisory. So are places in Arkansas, Tennessee, Louisiana, and Mississippi. In Chicago.
Ooh, it's hot. It's hot.
It's hot. What do you mean? What do I think about it?
It's definitely hot out. Definitely got to be by the water and stay hydrated.
Fred Smith, the founder of the FedEx Corporation, has died. Smith, a Marine Corps veteran, started FedEx in the 1970s, and in 1973, it began operation. It delivered small parcels and documents at first, and it ultimately grew into a global transportation and logistics company with an average of 17 million shipments a day. Fred Smith was 80 years old and is also the father of Arthur Smith, offensive coordinator for the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Rock Legends, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. The Doobie Brothers are now members of the Songwriters Hall of Fame. It's a great honor that no one in the band saw coming many years ago.
I think we all feel honored by it. When we started doing this many years ago, nobody was thinking about anything like that.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. The Keys to Progress and Diversity, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Matthew Brown looks forward to Pride Month every year. The New York City resident says, what's not to love?
Coming out and supporting and just being a part of our community and being able to show our pride and that we exist and we're here and we're queer and we just want to love on everybody and just have a great time.
Brought to you by Progressive. Protect your auto, home, and business with Progressive and get 24/7 coverage. See if you can save at progressive.com.
Why leave your family's mental health behind when you go on vacation? There is a new travel trend.
The Wall Street Journal reports wealthy parents are paying tens of thousands of dollars for resort vacations that include family therapists. A company called Bluestone Families offers luxury retreats, including one on New Zealand's Matakana Coast with an on-site counseling. Cost, not including airfare, $80,000. For $1,000 a night per person, Miraval in Lenox, Massachusetts includes kids in a family connection week with activities like taco and cupcake building workshops. One psychologist says the getaways are perfect for the children of wealthy parents who are under intense pressure to achieve and often isolated from mom and dad. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Armed men opened fire at a wedding party in southeastern France, killing the bride and wounding three others. The bride and groom were leaving the party when they were confronted by masked assailants who opened fire. Matt Piper, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Clear skies tonight, breezy conditions continue. We'll see lows in the mid-70s. Extreme heat warning continues for Monday. Sunny, hot, and humid. Windy as well. Highs in the low 90s. For Monday night, showers and storms possible. Lows around 71. 79 Tuesday.
It's 89 at our studios.
WRJN. I keep on. Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Cause I'm going I'm gonna treat her like a lady. She's giving to me, Lord, look and see. You know what I mean.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
WRJN celebrates Independence Day this year as a proud 4th Fest sponsor, and you can help raise funds for the event by participating in the 4th Fest annual golf outing on June 28th at Ives Grove. Singles, couples, and foursomes are welcome. The fee is $120 per person and helps present all of the fun 4th Fest events. To reserve your spot, call Lou at 262-620-4274. Registration at 10, best ball starts at 11 as we prepare for 4th Fest.
The Racine Raiders continue their season battle against more teams this week. Saturday night at Horlick Field, the Alabama Beavers gnaw their way to Racine. The Racine Kilties will perform at halftime. The Racine Raiders and Alabama Beavers, Saturday at 7 at historic Horlick Athletic Field.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Environmental groups say the Midwest grid operator, MISO, is pushing an emergency energy plan that discriminates against wind and solar, the two cheapest ways to produce energy in our state. The plan favors fast-tracking construction of gas-burning power plants at the expense of clean energy projects. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission rejected a similar plan from MISO last month, but environmental groups say this one is even worse, with few guardrails to ensure fossil fuel projects are actually needed. Once again, Wisconsin had the biggest wild turkey season in North America. More than 50,000 wild turkeys were harvested in our state this spring. The Department of Natural Resources reintroduced the birds into our ecosystem in 1976 and has been managing the hunt ever since. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
sin. I got a friend in Jesus. So you know that when I die, it's gonna set me up the spirit in the sky. Oh, set me up the spirit in the sky. That's where I'm gonna go when I die. When I die and your name is to rest, I'm gonna go to the place that's the best. Go to the place that's the best.
News and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at racinecountyeye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
All my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in you. yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, and yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something. Love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Down on the corner, out in the street, playing the ball.
WRJN.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. Go-to for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
As a lark, but now I go for walks to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me, they seem to know my name. We laugh. Tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
day comes to an end. I'm looking for a letter or something, anything that you would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand. Outside looks so unkind.
I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Yeah, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. That you've given me, I want you to know I believe in your song, in rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.